Joining us this morning is Dr. Mitchell McKinney, professor at the University of Akron. He is an expert in debates through debate history and brings us right up to present time. And Mitchell, thanks for joining us again this morning. And I guess, first of all, the debate itself last night, the presentation by CNN co-anchored, questions I thought were pretty much spot on, cutting off the mics. How did you look at the presentation, first of all, in the debate last night?
Well, good morning, Ray. So, yes, I thought that we saw with the no live audience, the cut off of the mic, that allowed at least moderators to pose questions, a number of primarily issue-based questions to the candidates. We then saw, and I think Donald Trump took more advantage of this, he then saw at times candidates ignoring the questions, not responding to the questions, and deciding to really take to the debate stage their own agenda, and in many instances go on the attack on the issues that they wanted to highlight against their opponent. Again, I think Trump was most effective in really positive charges leveled against the incumbent President Biden. Unfortunately, on the Biden side of the stage, he was simply not able to respond, not able to. It was a disastrous debate for the incumbent president. I thought, again, even with those rules, oftentimes that Donald Trump leading into the debate was arguing, did not favor him, that he wasn't in agreement with. He certainly took advantage of that debate last night and turned in. In some ways, I would say by default, we are Donald Trump the victor simply based on the disastrous debate format from
With us is Dr. Mitchell McKinney from the University of Akron looking at last night's debate. Dr. McKinney, let me ask you this, and you have viewed and watched and taken them in debates through the years. Last night when we talked about the co-anchors, I think you're exactly right that a lot of times the former President Donald Trump would take advantage of answering a rebut what President Biden had to say instead of answering the questions. Was it at the hands of those co-anchors to go back and keep them on that and maybe pause it a second, or is there too much going on to go in that direction?
Well, I think they attempted. More so early on, and then as the debate wore on, and actually, as I said, the Donald Trump strategy was to you put a question to me on childcare, or you put a question to me on opiate addiction, or again, we could look at a number of specific issues. But I'm instead going to talk about the flaws of my opponent, or I'm going to suggest that my opponent is weaker. I'm going to level charges against my opponent. And then that required, with his time, that required Joe Biden to attempt to respond. In many instances, he would sort of fluster a response, Biden did. But we saw the moderators would on occasion come back and remind the candidates, particularly Donald Trump. Now, the question was on this, would you like to respond? Even there, most often, frequently, would take time to go back to addressing attacking opponent. So I do think that to their credit, that there was an issue agenda that the moderators brought to the debate, attempted to have the candidates respond. If you notice, too, Ray, in terms of the kinds of responses from the two candidates, I noted that Joe Biden would frequently try to argue the policy successes of his administration by utilizing the number of facts and figures and statistics and numbers. But in his delivery of that information, he would bungle them, get confused, have to try to bring back, misstatements and correct himself. That only fed into, again, Donald Trump's dominant narrative coming into the debate of questioning Biden's ability. And so Biden's own performance fed into that narrative. So, as I said, that's what I suggested by default. Based on largely Biden's debate performance, we come away from that debate declaring Donald Trump the victor.
With us is Dr. Mitchell McKinney from the University of Akron. He is a historian with debates and a debate expert. Mitchell, when we talk about playing towards the camera, Joe Biden would sometimes gravel his teeth a little bit. I was wondering your opinion on how both of them came across visually to the folks and the United States citizens taking that debate in.
Well, interestingly, when we oftentimes would see the incumbent president responding nonverbally to Donald Trump, it was clear that he was, more animated, as in upset, disagreeing. But then when he verbally had his opportunity to respond, that's where the downfall was for Joe Biden. With Donald Trump, I think he brought to the stage and in some ways met the expectations that we have, and that was of a, one could say confident. Another individual might look at that same performance and say bluster, aggressive, or arrogant. But it was certainly the typical Donald Trump that we usually see. Again, a rather aggressive debate style. And what we didn't see was a measured or appropriate response to that debate style. And in some ways, Ray, in terms of the historical parallels, as I sat and was doing analysis of both candidates' responses last night, I immediately went to my history of these debates, is that we once again saw an incumbent president on the debate stage in their initial debate, an incumbent president simply coming up short. And we could go back to Gerald Ford in 76 when he debated Jimmy Carter in a series of debates. It was particularly in Ford's first debate. Ronald Reagan in his reelection, again, incumbent president. Ronald Reagan in his reelection in 84, his first debate with Walter Mondale was that debate that started folks questioning, now, is he up to this? It was in Reagan's second debate that he was asked about his age, and he rather confidently, with humor, swatted that down. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, in his first debate, and he was seeking reelection against Mitt Romney, was seen as a rather disastrous. So it is not uncommon for an incumbent president. They've been in that bubble. They've had their panelers surrounding them, agreeing with them oftentimes, and then they get on the debate stage with an amped up challenger that is so eager to take it to them. And so what we saw with Joe Biden last night continued that strain. If we look ahead, oftentimes, those incumbent presidents who turn in a disastrous initial debate performance will rebound, in a subsequent debate, or they go into the debate in terms of poll standings where they have some cushion that they can absorb. And I think we will see a Donald Trump bounce out of this debate in terms of polling. But if you are an incumbent president and you don't have that cushion to absorb, a disastrous debate performance, it could foretell, what's to come. And here I go to a parallel of H.W. Bush, George H.W. Bush's debate performance. He was incumbent president, got on the stage with Bill Clinton, just was very lackluster, certainly in his first debate. He did not have the margin to absorb and then went on, as we saw, to not be reelected. And so, oftentimes I'm asked when it comes to debate, are debates consequential? We may when we get to November, be pointing back to this moment several months out as a significant moment for the incumbent president.
Yeah, with us is Dr. Mitchell McKinney from the University of Akron. And Mitchell, on that point there, there were so many people, I think, coming into last night saying that President Joe Biden really had to almost be flawless, because it's not unusual that the incumbent presidents or presidents in themselves in a debate will kind of stutter and stammer around a little bit. But with the persona and the stereotype of him and his age and everything, many people felt he had to be flawless last night. He was not flawless last night.
Yeah.
On the other side, Mitchell, when you look at Donald Trump, kind of buttoned his lip a little bit, but he still came across a little bit as that bully guy that was in attack mode on the side. Like you mentioned, he wasn't answering the questions. He was just had his own agenda going into last night. So with those two things being said last night, and you mentioned you thought that the former president Donald Trump got the check mark, was it enough, do you think, to move the needle to that middle third voter to, one, get them out the vote, and number two, to sway to the former president's side if they are up in the air?
Yeah. Well, and as you pointed out, in many ways, it's a game of expectations. The winner, if you will, oftentimes is the individual who can either fulfill expectations or exceed. The loser in a debate is most often anyone who doesn't live up to, or who sometimes I guess who violates at least the expectations that we have. And so the check mark, the win for Donald Trump is that he performed in a manner that we expect him to perform, and he did that. He brought his characteristic style again with confidence or bravado, if you will, and then that expectation was not met on the opposite side of the stage. Whether one would say he had to be flawless, or he had to at least, Joe Biden had to at least address the issue of, no, I'm capable, I'm up for continuing in this office, I'm up, I have the ability, the stamina, all of these things that you've been hearing are not true. That was his prime objective. A need in the debate, and he did not meet those expectations. He simply, you know, did not pass that bar, and so therefore, greater harm to the Biden side than any harm to Donald Trump. Now, in terms of, you know, the appeal to voters, the damage to the Biden campaign and to Biden was, well, he certainly wasn't able to reach out to any undecideds or uncommitteds, but he didn't shore up those that he needed to shore up that you know, again, were nervous or questioning. Now, the Trump performance may not also bring in many independents or uncommitted, undecided, but it certainly bolsters those in his camp, and that bolstering, I think, that effect, the reinforcement effect, energizes and provides momentum. And I do think, as I said, we're likely to see some bounce attributed to this debate, again, in this close race, some bounce to Donald Trump, and therefore will only further the difficult work that the incumbent president must do going forward to try to make up for the loss.
Just great analysis. Dr. Mitchell McKinney's been with us, University of Akron, expertise, historian in the debates, and really a good look at last night's CNN presentation of the presidential debate between Trump and Biden. Mitchell, thank you for the time again. Always appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Thanks, sir. Good to be with you.